Yo, today's QOD is enjoy the doing in the now. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Eckhart Tolle on the show today, and he's going to talk about a different approach to your goals, an approach that has less attachment to the outcome, that has less ego involved, and at the same time brings more enjoyment. And you know, he talks about something later on in the clip that I've actually experienced myself. I know a lot of people want to write books. Like everybody says they have a book in them. And I wrote a book called The Dark Side of Fat Loss, like it was 2011, maybe. And it is a trip when you sit down and you make a commitment first and you sit down to write the book. There is like a different power that runs through you. It's almost like making that decision and making the commitment sets off like an antenna. And this antenna just attracts all of these really good ideas that you can use in your book. It's crazy. I would just get ideas and lines and paragraphs and like catchy things to say in the book all the time. I would walk around with a notebook, because these ideas would just hit me all the time because I was tuned in to a specific goal. It's like there was a universal external genius that just kind of flowed through me due to my intention of writing the book. And so if you're thinking about writing a book, or if you have any other goal and you're just wondering, like, I'm not sure how I'm going to do that, I recommend just tuning in, setting the intention, getting going, and allowing those ideas to come to you, right? I forget who said it, but he says, I am grateful to the idea that has used me, right? Like I had an idea and I was the vehicle for the idea. And it's like something else is flowing through you. It's a total trip. If you want to read my book, it's actually free over at darksideoffatloss.com. It's essentially a book on how to get healthy. It's got a very functional medicine approach. We sold thousands of them in like the early 2010s. It was used at a nutrition at St. Mary's College in the Bay Area as part of their nutrition program. And so there's some really good stuff in there. Again, that is darksideoffatloss.com. You can get my book totally for free. But yeah, it's crazy stuff. Those ideas, just set the intention, do it, allow yourself to be used by that idea. Okay, I'm done talking. Eckhart Tolle's coming up.
I think there is a time in people's lives when there is a place for goals, but the important thing is the nature of the goal, and if it arises out of inspiration, as you call it, or a vision that comes to you of something that wants to be created through you. It could be a book. When The Power of Now came to me, I felt this urge suddenly of writing. I bought a yellow notepad. And began writing the first line, and at that moment I knew it's a book, and I knew what it was about, and it was very different from the kind of casual writing I had done before over the years, sometimes after sitting with people in having a session called counseling sessions, doing meditation with small groups. I would sometimes say things and then later I would write them down, because this was new to me too, but I said things that I didn't know before they came out. So that was a more casual writing. And then suddenly an energy stream came of a very different, more empowered kind of writing. And from the very first moment I knew it's a book. So in that sense, one could say I suddenly had the vision of writing a book, one could say. As one could say, I had a goal of producing a book. But it wasn't something that came as with a promise of delivering some kind of personal fulfillment to me in any way, that I can become famous through that, or I can make money through that, or I can become powerful through that, people are going to listen to me. All these could have been motivations for writing a book, but it was more like something, a realization of something that wants to come into being, and then you help it along, you go with it, you become a channel through which that wants to come into being comes into being, and it may use your mind, it may use your thoughts. Right. So it's in that sense, one could have a goal, and the important thing is not to be vigilant so that the ego doesn't take over your goal, because the ego, even though you may have a deep vision, you may not be totally free of ego yet. So at some point, the ego can take over, and a good sign that the ego has taken over is you become stressed while you're doing it. Or you become, as the Bhagavad Gita beautifully teaches, you become attached to the fruit of your action. You're attached to the outcome. You need the outcome to be in a certain way. And that's the unconscious state, and that's where goal-making really makes you unconscious. So the expression used in the Bhagavad Gita is it's a spiritual practice to take action, including perhaps having goals, but never be attached to the outcomes. In other words, you enjoy the doing in the now. The now remains more important than where you want to get to. If that shifts, if where you want to get to is more important than the now, that's the delusion that arises, and you lose yourself in your doing. That's the dreadful thing. So in the enjoyment of the doing, and with the enjoyment comes the power also that flows into it, so that the doing isn't a means to an end. Yes, you have a goal, but your attention is in the now and the enjoyment of the energy that flows into the doing. And then it becomes empowered. And then the goal looks after itself. Jesus said the same thing. Don't be concerned about the tomorrow. The tomorrow will look after itself. And the goal will look after itself. And again, it comes back to being rooted in that deep place of beingness or awareness, so that you don't need the outcome to give you some ultimate sense of fulfillment or who you are, tell you who you are. I want to become a famous author, that's why I'm writing this book. That's a recipe for dissatisfaction. And I remember saying to people when I was writing the book, and by the way, people said to me, you're writing about the now, think of something else, it's been done so many times. It's old stuff, the now. Ram Dass wrote about it a long time ago, and several people said, think of something else, but I couldn't. And so it came the now that wanted to be written about. So and I remember saying to people, I don't really mind how many people buy the book, and if nobody wants it, I'm fine with it. I don't know why I said what I said. I said, if nobody wants it, then I will make a living selling tomatoes. And I really meant it. I wanted to sell, I would sell tomatoes and be just simple living, but the book wanted to be written. But I'm not going to look to the book for some kind of ultimate fulfillment on a personal level. I think that's
important as we close, that when you get to that place, you know, Patanjali said, when you're inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, said, all of your thoughts break their bonds. Said, your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction. And you find yourself in a new and a great and a wonderful world. And then he said, dormant forces, which is what you were speaking about, things that you thought were dead, dormant forces, faculties, and talents come alive. And you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. You discover yourself to be God. And these dormant forces just follow after you and take care of it for you. I think the best definition I ever heard of success, I've used it for my whole life. I did a whole PBS show out there in Concord, Massachusetts. I laid down in this man's bed to just get his energy, sat at his desk, felt great identification with Henry David Thoreau, who was put into jail for not paying his taxes to a government that was doing what they were doing to the Native Americans, a man of real conscience. Great definition, a good way to end this, I think. He said, if you advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. It will chase you. That's how it works for me.
That was Eckhart Tolle wrapping up the week. His website is EckhartTolle.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called The Importance of Being Extraordinary Goals. All right, my friend, that is it for me. I will see you on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend. I am out. Peace.